Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Follow host Sarah Main on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence, a conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious Confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a timeless wisdom. And it's wonderful to have you along today, especially in these rather unusual times where we're all facing a situation that we've never met before. And there's a lot of uncertainty and fear around, there can be. And today's show, let's jump right into it. It's all about snake or rope, overcoming fear. And we're going to be talking about coming out from under the shadow of fear and revealing your true, courageous, and confident nature. And the timeless wisdom really has your back because it believes and knows you are an infinite being, you are limitless, and knows that you will get through this, you will be totally fine. So I hope you're doing okay at the moment, but know that the timeless wisdom traditions, particularly the wisdom in Sanskrit, knows that you are strong, confident, and a limitless, infinite being, and you have such potential that you, if you dig into this and connect into this in yourself, you will be fine and you will get through this. And in fact, you will thrive and come out stronger and better for it. So let's look into the first section, which is the nature of fear, because I think that's what we need to address to begin with. And I, as you know, I always like to go back to the Sanskrit because the Sanskrit is an ancient language, but it is a beautiful, pure, universal language which has such incredible energy. And the Sanskrit can really tell us so much and contains such wisdom that really helps us and lights the way through in whatever situation we find ourselves. So rather than think I know what fear is, I went back to the Sanskrit. And the Sanskrit word for fear is bhayam, bhayam. And not surprisingly, the words, the meaning is simple. If you look at the English translation, it's fear, alarm, dread, apprehension, and all words like that. So far, so good, not so unusual. And then if you go back further into what some of the Sanskrit scholars say, they say in fear, there is fear. So fear isn't present other than in fear. And you think, yeah, well, duh, that's so obvious. It's a rather circular statement. In fear, there is fear. But think about this. Fear only exists when we're feeling it. Fear only exists when we're feeling it. And then you may think, well, yeah, so. Well, take something like prema, which is a Sanskrit word, and that means pure universal love. And the wisdom traditions tell us that pure love is ever present despite how we're feeling. So that's a difference. Fear is there and only exists when we're feeling it, but love is ever present. Love is ever present despite how we're feeling and despite what's going on at the time that may cause us to feel something other than love. So that is a huge difference, I'd say, a game changer. So this is why we can talk about fear and look at it as a shadow or a cloud that hangs low over us, like a cloud that conceals the sun. But the sun's always shining. So love is like the sun. And fear is just like a cloud passing over. And remember that the word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. So the wisdom that's in Sanskrit is pure and perfectly formed. And you can completely trust it, utterly trust it and have faith in it. So there's a beautiful story. And this is a very old story. It's from a teacher called Adi Shankara, and he was around in about 788 to 820 AD. So this is a long time ago, and this knowledge and wisdom was being talked about then, and it's relevant to us right now. So this is a very famous story called The Snake and the Rope, and it's in my book, actually. So once there was a person, and I've changed it to a young woman. Once there was a young woman walking along the road, and it was dusk, so it wasn't full bright sunlight of day, and it wasn't the darkness of night. It was dusk, so the sun's going down. You can just see enough to walk in front and not walk into trees and fall into holes on the ground, but you can't quite see all the detail. You can't see things absolutely clearly, but good enough. So she's walking along the road, and up ahead, she sees this long, thin thing on the road, and immediately her mind says, that's a snake. And instantly, once she realizes, well, once she thinks it's a snake, her heart starts pounding, she breaks into a sweat, she's terrified, she's full of fear, absolutely fearful, full of fear, frozen, paralyzed, standing on the road. What do I do? Because she's terrified of snakes. And then she remembers she's got a flashlight in her backpack. And so she pulls out the flashlight. She directs it towards what she thinks is a snake. And she switches on the beam of light. And when it hits the snake, she sees that actually it's just an old piece of rope. And upon realizing that it's just an old piece of rope that's been discarded from by someone on the road, she immediately feels this relief. The fear dissolves, disappears, never existed. There it is. Ha ha, just an old piece of rope. What a funny thing. I thought it was a snake. Now I realize in truth, it's actually a piece of rope. And that story has been around for centuries because it's teaching us about the nature of fear. So what's this story telling us? What's the issue this story is illustrating? Well, let me quote, and this is around quite a lot at the moment. This is a famous quote in inauguration speech by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR. And he said, "Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance." So the famous bit there is, "Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself." So remember the Sanskrit bhayam, in fear there is fear. And fear feeds upon itself. So there are two situations in our experience, and we use the same one word, fear, to describe two situations where we basically have the same feelings. So I'm going to look at this in a little bit more detail now. We have two situations. We only have one word in English to describe it, fear. But basically the feelings are the same for the two situations. And the two situations are the result of two different causes, and one is rational and one is irrational. And there is actually another kind of cause where it starts rational and kind of spins off into the realm of the irrational. So we'll look at all of this now in a bit more detail. So the first one, the irrational fear, is like the snake and the rope, right? We don't have a clear picture of what's going on, this uncertainty, our mind projects something and we're caught into this cycle of fear. So that's essentially irrational fear. The second type of fear is rational fear. So if a tiger's running towards you and you experience the adrenaline-fueled instinctive survival response, and we call that fear as well, and we run, that is a rational fear. It's not unreasonable to behave like that. And also if you're going to, you know, go out and speak publicly, give some public speaking or perform something, you feel a certain adrenaline and nervousness We call it fear or stage fright. And that is a not unreasonable form of fear. It's often related to the fact that you want to give your very best to your audience, and that's great and totally natural. So those sorts of fears are completely rational. And the current situation is understandable because there is a threat, but we don't know the details of it. It's when it spins off into the irrational that then we're in trouble. So we have these two types, which is the rational fear, like running from a tiger or going out and giving a speech when we're not accustomed to that sort of thing. And then there's the irrational, which is like the snake and the rope, mistaking one thing for another and be caught in this fear, which is a projection from our mind. And the other example is where it starts rational and ends up irrational. For example, is like a fear of spiders. It's not completely unreasonable to be fearful of spiders for your own protection. However, when it becomes a crippling fear or a phobia, then we're into the situation of irrational, which may seem logical, but it gets out of hand. And fear of flying in an airplane is another one. There are known risks about flying in an airplane, but by and large, millions of people do under normal circumstances. And you're fine, but some people just cannot fly. And that's where a so-called rational fear, as it were, ends up in the irrational. So that's the sort of nature of the different causes and stimulus, broadly speaking, about fear. And remember, in fear, there is fear. So fear only exists when we're feeling it. That's according to the wisdom traditions. And it's not unreasonable to feel a little nervous before a job interview. It also helps us get focused, and it's often, as I say, often coming from a desire to really give our best to the audience or come across in a really competent and excellent way to our potential employer, because we want them to like us and we want them to employ us. So in the current situation we face with the coronavirus, which is a worldwide threat, it's not an unreasonable thing to be concerned and feel fear. However, we don't want it to overtake everything so it becomes irrational and affects our health and well-being and how we're living each day and how we respond and care for those we love in our family and our community. So what do we do? Well, if you start applying the conscious confidence principles, the 6 conscious confidence principles, that's where you've got a way through, because you're drawing on the timeless wisdom coming directly from Sanskrit. You don't have to learn Sanskrit, just take the wisdom from it. And start with the 6 principles, which is core values, which is connecting with your own inner, authentic, true self, and think and act and speak from the fundamental and important values, qualities, and virtues that you know are right and true. Positive attitude, resolve to maintain a positive attitude and outlook. And that takes a decision and it takes an effort to keep directing your mind to the positive, seeing the best. Focusing, practicing giving undistracted attention to the task in hand. So if you're at home and you're working from home or you don't have a lot to do, pick a task and give your full attention to it. Make it a constructive exercise. It may even just be washing the dishes. Do it with full attention. Even turn the music off or turn the TV off and give it your full attention, like you were doing some really important task. Don't just dismiss it as an ordinary everyday domestic task. Treat it as a really important task and give your full attention to it. So we've got core values, connecting with our true inner self and what's really important, our core values, positive attitude, focusing, uniting, acknowledging the unifying element in all situations. I nearly said elephant. Acknowledge the unifying element in all situations. And also forgive yourself, heal any divisions within yourself, so that unifying element. Then simplifying, letting go and releasing and surrendering that which is unnecessary. And that may mean cleaning out some closets and the fridge whilst you're at home. Actually simplifying things and letting go and releasing. And then energizing, taking dynamic, enthusiastic, creative action. Those 6 principles, core values, positive attitude, focusing, uniting, simplifying, energizing. Remember FUSE, F-U-S-E. those six steps circle back to the snake and the rope example, because all of those bring us into the present moment, where despite whatever's happening and whatever appears to give us a reason to be fearful and uncertain, like the idea that that might be a snake on the road, we can feel strong and certain, and we know we have an ability to cope and get through this and thrive and help others. All of that despite what's going on. So that's the way through, is to really give our attention and come into the present moment. And the six principles of the FUSE program of conscious confidence, the six elements of conscious confidence, will get you through. And so here's a practice, and this is something you can do every day, and I encourage you to do this every day. And this is directly from the wisdom traditions of the Upanishads. And the word Upanishad in Sanskrit means sitting down near to. Sitting down near to. And you say, sitting down near to what? And it's the source of wisdom. So Upanishad means sitting down near to the source of wisdom. And that source of wisdom ultimately is within yourself, because you are an infinite being. That's what the wisdom traditions keep saying. So the oxygen mask principle, I like to say this is the oxygen mask principle. And what do I mean by that? Well, think about when you're in an aeroplane and they are telling you in the safety presentation that you have to wear an oxygen mask. But they always encourage you that the first thing you have to do is put on your own oxygen mask and make sure that's going okay. Then you help children and people who need help. So you look after yourself first, and then you'll be in a position to help others. Because if you start putting the oxygen mask on someone else first, and then you suffer from a lack of oxygen, then you will be in no position to help others, and particularly help others who can't really help themselves properly. You need to make sure that you're in a good position, you're strong, you're able, you're healthy, you're in a good state of well-being, so that you can then help other people who are really struggling. So remember the oxygen mask principle in relation to this. So look after your inner state so that you're available to help others who can't help themselves so readily. So when you're feeling lost, and when you're feeling anxious, and when you're feeling uncertain in this current climate, while we're all in lockdown around the world, and even when we're not in lockdown afterwards, when you feel these feelings of loss or anxiety or uncertainty, come into the present moment. And one of the best ways of doing that is to feel your feet on the ground immediately. You can do that anywhere, anytime. Feel your feet on the ground. It brings you anchored into the present moment. Then think of someone whom you admire or respect, or someone you feel is wise. Think of that person. And then ask yourself, what would this wise man or woman do now? So come into the present moment, think of someone who's wise, and ask yourself, what would this wise man or woman do now? Do that right now. Let's come into the present moment, feel our feet on the floor, and think of someone who we feel is wise, who we know is wise, whom we admire and respect, and ask ourselves, what would this wise man or woman do now? If you know their name, say, what would such and such do now? What would this person think now? This is a very powerful question, and you'll notice already it's opened up a space. It's a very powerful exercise. Watch that the mind doesn't dismiss it as being too simple. It won't work. Actually try it. Try it every day for a week. Try it several times a day for a week. Have a go. See what it's like. Because this exercise does come from the wisdom of Sanskrit, from the Sanskrit traditions, and it comes from the Upanishads, which have been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And when we ask that question, what would this wise man or woman do now? Don't assume that you know the answer. Wait for higher wisdom to arise, because that's the point of the exercise. We're actually resorting to or turning to higher wisdom. And the answer, the responses will come. So be calm and still and notice what may arise in that space when we're stopping our normal train of thoughts, our normal assumptions and belief systems and everything. We stop that for a moment. We come into the present moment and we ask that profound question. And then without any expectation, being calm and still, notice what may arise from the question. And you'll be surprised. It's often simple, practical, and very immediate and direct. And that's the nature of wisdom. It's profound and yet simple, practical, and direct. It's like understanding and hearing that in fear there is fear. So fear only exists when we feel it. That is profound wisdom, because we can often feel fear and we've got all these stories around why we're feeling it and we're looking outward and we're completely lost in it. But in fear, there is fear. So come into the present moment, feel your feet on the floor, connect with your presence, feel calm, take a breath and connect with higher wisdom. Ask, what would a wise man or woman do now? What would a wise man or woman think now? And in that profound wisdom, you will be very surprised. So we're going to take a break soon. And after the break, it's mailbag time. And time for your questions. So you can ask me anything. It's your questions. And I've got some really wonderful questions that have come in. So I'm going to be talking about those and answering your questions. And you can find out more. I'm going to tell you more about conscious confidence, and you'll find out more about how you can learn more and read more and find out more about conscious confidence, because I get a lot of questions about, tell me more about conscious confidence. How do I find out more? So I'll tell you about that. And also, I'll sing you some Sanskrit. I'll let you know about some Sanskrit that you may not have heard before. So after the break, mailbag, learning more about conscious confidence, and you'll get to hear some Sanskrit. So we're going to stop now and we'll take a break and I'll see you soon.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio with Sarah Main. And in the first section, we were talking about fear, the nature of fear, bahayam. In fear, there is fear. So fear is only present. The wisdom of Sanskrit says when fear is only present when we're feeling fear. Unlike love, for example, which is ever present, no matter whether we're feeling it or not, love is ever present. And I'm going to be talking about that in the next show. Fear, the nature of fear, is not, true and permanent. It comes and goes. And so that's very encouraging. I think we can take great heart from that. In fear, there is fear. So come into the present moment. Ask what a wise man or woman would do now when we're feeling fearful and uncertain. Refer back to wisdom in the form of asking ourselves, what would a wise man or woman do now? And often that's enough to actually steady us and calm us and connect us with strength within ourselves, because the wisdom traditions know we are an infinite being. So it's mailbag time. Ask me your questions. And we've got time for a question that came in from a woman who said, how do we make sense of this modern life that we live? And this question actually came to me before all the virus scare around the world. So it's very apt for this time, but also for the sort of normal life of crazy activity that we live in. How do we make sense of this modern life that we live? Well, from the wisdom tradition's point of view, the simplicity of the present moment is where to start. Falling still, being still, is how to make sense of everything. Having that anchor and stillness within yourself, that connection to stillness and steadiness. No matter what's going on, no matter what you have to do, is the way through. That is how to make sense. So take heart from that, that no matter what craziness and uncertainty and fear may be around, fall still, take a deep breath, do it right now as I'm speaking, relax, feel your feet on the floor, be aware of your body, and be calm. And in that stillness, that is the way through. The wisdom is there, the knowledge is there, the peace is there, the strength is there, happiness is there. That is the source within yourself for all these good things, and that's what you need to stay connected with. So we've only got time for just one question today, but we'll get to more in the next show. So tune in again, and I'm going to be talking about prema, which is pure universal love, and I'll answer some more questions as well. So thanks for that question. And if you want to know more about conscious confidence, if you want to discover more, find out more, you can purchase my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And I've got a copy here. This is my copy with all my tags. There it is. And that's got the Fuse program and lots of stories and exercise. And it's a practical manual. And I'm getting fabulous feedback from it. And you can purchase my book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and at my website, consciousconfidence.com. So if you want to know more about Sanskrit, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. And there's links to all my podcasts, and you can go to my YouTube channel and watch the shows there. I've got magazine articles out. There's a blog on my website. And also on my website, there's a freebie, Design Your Own Alignment Guide. And that's two videos and some worksheets to download. And I'm also on social media on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And that's Conscious Confidence Sara Main. And drop me a line anytime at my website. I'd love to hear from you. And so remember, the wisdom traditions have got your back. They know that you are an infinite being and you're strong and true and confident. And to hear some beautiful Sanskrit, this is a prayer for all. And I think this is very appropriate at this time. And it's called Sarve Bhavantu. May all be happy. May all be free of disease. May all see what is uplifting. And may no one suffer in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrarni Pashantu, Ma Kashchid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sara Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sara Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit saramain.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.